This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 131 for Tuesday, November 25th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
You got to give me more notice. You got to say, I'm going live.
Why, every time I do that, it's...
I almost said something inappropriate. Which I realized wouldn't be the first time, but generally it's not on air.
I guess you don't get unnoticed, do you? Sorry.
No, I don't. Hi, everybody. I guess I'm thankful I didn't say anything.
Now, what were you going to say?
Well, I can't say it. It's going to be like, you know, let's go have a drink and not do this tonight. It's one of those days. I decided what I want for Christmas, by the way.
You did?
A new computer.
You want a new computer? That I will probably buy you. The problem is there's that whole you don't do change well thing, so that's equally as...
I did change just fine at the store. I upgraded my phone before you did, and that went without a hitch.
Yeah, well, see, the problem is it's getting harder and harder to find machines with Windows 7. Which is more like what you're used to.
Yes, that's what I have at the store. I'm good. So just do that one.
Let's do that one.
Just do that.
All my IT friends out there are just shaking their head because they don't know how difficult that's going to be to find at this point.
Just make that happen. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Sorry, guys. Right before the podcast, I was less than happy about my computer and stuff. So we're good. We are here. It is Thanksgiving week. Lindsay's going to come home. That'll be exciting.
Yeah, it will be exciting. Yep. So yep. I last time when she came the other day, I was asleep. So it doesn't matter.
Big Thanksgiving celebration.
Yep. Christmas tree set up. Of course, tonight is the Appleton Christmas Parade, which I was trying to figure out when it was last year, but apparently last year we postponed the podcast for the parade.
Yeah, we stayed open for that.
Yeah, it was turned out to be a huge flop because nobody came in. But so, yeah, that's going on tonight. We said, you know what, we're coming home, we're going to do the podcast, and here we are. So,
exactly.
The theme for this week. Do we have any house cleaning that we need to take care of? Oh, I do. I keep saying this, and I'm really going to try to do this on Friday. I will try my darndest. Yes, I have not done the audio podcast. I will try my darndest to get some of those caught up. So Friday is the goal. That's the day. Maybe Thursday.
Cool. That'd be a good project. The kids will be decorating the tree. You'll be uploading audio podcasts. Woo!
Yeah, because I said I wasn't going to work on Thursday.
Well... I'll be cooking turkeys.
All right. Yeah, but I'm supposed to be spending time with the kids. Anyway.
You can sit on the couch and they'll decorate the tree. It'll be good.
All right.
Anyway. So we decided that we wanted to talk about thankfulness since it is Thanksgiving. And we mentioned some of these people who we're about to talk about on a regular basis. But a number of things have come up on different forums and in the store, and it just really kind of made us think about people who have shaped the pen community, people who have influenced the pen industry itself, and not just recent people. These are people, some names you'll know, some names you might not. If these are people who are still around, you want to seek them out and sit at their feet and learn some things.
Yep, absolutely. I just thought of another one I'm adding to the list.
Who are you adding?
I can't think.
Oh, yeah. So...
Let me interrupt for a second. So we have this sort of pseudo tradition at Thanksgiving before the meal, and the kids are itchy, right, because the food's all on the table and it's all nicely laid out. It's getting cold. And I make the kids and I make everybody say, you know, tell me something you're thankful for. So tonight we are thankful for these people. They have helped us along our journey, shaped us into who we are partly, and they're all around great people. So.
Yep, and people who've shaped the industry, absolutely, one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So, in absolutely no particular order, and we will have forgotten people, and we're sorry. So just forgive us. It's a long list.
It is a long list.
So let's start with the rocket scientist.
We actually know a rocket scientist.
And you know, if you've gone to shows, you've probably met him. Sweetest, nicest guy.
Kind of looks like Santa Claus.
He does. He and Rick Propus both look like Santa Claus.
Is Rick on the list? Rick's not on the list.
I'm putting him on the list.
All right, so let's, since you mentioned Rick, let's talk about Rick. Rick is the penguin, one of the largest and most knowledgeable pelican dealers out there, and worked for a number of auction houses, so he's certainly seen his fair share of very scarce vintage pens, yep. And usually ends up in a couple shows. He's right behind us. Is it LA or DC? One of those two. He's
DC.
DC. Okay.
He's right behind us. Yep. Sweetheart of a guy, and man, does he know pelicans. If you are looking for a pelican, if you have a pelican and you don't know what it is, he's your man.
Yep. Yep. He's and yeah, he's always wearing a goofy tie too, usually. So.
Yep. His wife, for a wedding present, made us this really awesome afghan.
Yes, he would love it.
Just throw a blanket, yeah. Super.
Still, we use it all the time in the, mm-hmm. in the winter.
Not in the summer. All right, let's see. Stuart Hawkinson is our rocket scientist.
And literally, yeah, he's
Jet, which is so cool.
What was his title? Jet Propulsion.
Head really smart guy.
Jet Propulsion or something like that.
Something.
Stuart is, you might miss him at a show unless you know, unless you're looking for him. Stuart makes tools. He makes a lot of tools. And one of my favorite tools that Stuart makes is this one right here. It's the Parker 51 cap removal tools that you can then use with mandrels to get different size mandrels for different models to take dents out of caps. And I have sat with Stuart on a number of occasions and purchased far too many tools from him, spent a lot of money at his table, and he has showed me some really, really great tips on how to really effectively get dents out of Parker 51 caps, because everybody hates that. You've got a beautiful 51 with a gold fill cap, and there's a little ding in it. And it's actually, with Stuart's tools, is actually very achievable. So if it wasn't for Stuart, you know, we may not have these. I mean, there are other people who make tools for sure, but Stuart makes really great tools. He also makes a tool for getting the clip screw bushings out of tops of the caps of 51s, and helps you to get those back in tight. So Stuart's definitely high on my list.
The pen community and the fountain pen industry would not be what it is without Sam and Frank of Pendemonium.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down, there are very few people as knowledgeable or more knowledgeable than Sam and Frank. They are amazing. They are the original fountain pen couple.
The original mom and pop.
The original mom and pop, exactly, yep. Phenomenal, phenomenal people. Encyclopedic knowledge, it's just amazing. And they specialize in vintage. They do very little modern. And man, do they know vintage. They just recently moved from Fort Madison, Iowa, home of
Schaefer.
Schaefer. to Kingman, Arizona. So I think I'm going to go visit Sam because she and I don't like the cold. But amazing, amazing people. You have a question? Sam's your person. Sam's your one. Go ask Sam. We must say that. And in fact, I just need a T-shirt at a show that says, go ask Pandemonium.
If you need this, see this person. This, see this person. If you need this, see Sam and Frank. Awesome people. They're so laid back, too. It's just, you know, they just kind of, they have a little stroll.
Yeah. They just love life. They love what they do. They are absolutely some of our top role models. Both as people, as business people, as friends. They're just amazing, and we love them.
And they take an awful lot of pictures on highway, on the Route 66.
They do, and they find weirdest stuff.
you'd think by now, they've been doing this how many years, and you'd think by now that they would have seen just about everything, but it's like, you know, every other week, every month, they're exploring and they're finding new cool stuff, and I live vicariously through some of those pictures.
Yeah. So they really walk the walk and talk the talk. No, they walk the talk, whatever it is. They're amazing.
The talk and walk the walk.
Just ignore me.
Yep. No, that's good.
All right.
So, Sam and Frank, love them. Love them dearly. Next up, Terry Mayhorder and family.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, talk about somebody who not only we rave about Terry and how he puts on a show, but Terry and the boys, Ben, Matt, these guys see a lot of pens, and when they say something's unusual or something's hard to find, something's rare, you can be rest assured that's the case. They see some of the coolest stuff because they always handle the auctions in Raleigh and in Ohio. And just, you know, and Terry's just so, another laid-back person, and you never see him get excited. He's just, he knows how to, you know, control the situation if it starts to get a little out of control, and some of those auctions get a little out of control, and just love him. I enjoy spending time when he's behind us at a couple of shows, and he's got some cool stuff, too.
He's also very laid back and he's very soothing. He's very calming. And at a show, you need somebody like that to just take the edge off everything else.
He's very, very fatherly.
Yeah, he's wonderful. He's so sweet. Ben and Matt are great. But Terry... I want another T-shirt. I'm just going to wear T-shirts all of 2015. There needs to be a T-shirt with all the Terryisms on it.
Oh, yeah. We should make one. We should make one and give it to him. In Raleigh.
Terry has a number of things that he says on a regular basis at some of the auctions, and we've even started to use some of them in the auctions when Brian's bidding and I'm helping. And I think we made him blush once because we used a couple of Terryisms and he didn't think of himself that way. He's wonderful, and without Terry, the Columbus show would not be the Columbus show. I mean, I'm sure someone else could run it or would run it. It would not be the same show.
It's truly. I know. I get.
You say this every time.
I say this every time, but. Columbus truly is one of my favorite shows, and it's one of my favorite shows for a reason. It's just, it's so much fun, and it's all because of Terry. So Terry and family, thanks. Tops on the list. So
absolutely.
There is no bottom of the list, by the way. This is all top of the list.
Yeah, everybody's. Another show organizer is Bert Ozer. He runs. Does he run three? Philly, Baltimore, and Miami.
Yep. Used to be San Fran, but he's trying to stick to the East Coast. So. Yep.
Bert is amazing. He doesn't do much vintage, so he's more modern. Had, was it, two or three stores at one point. Now he's down to one. It's very difficult to run long-distance stores. Knowledgeable, friendly, will give you the shirt off his back. as long as it's not that really bright orange one.
Oh, I kind of want that one.
Because that's bright. Bert at a show has this, it's almost like a construction worker shirt or a street worker shirt. It's that bright. It's neon orange. He said his wife bought it for him, and she makes him wear it when they go shopping so that she can keep track of him. So that's what he told me.
But, you know, it's yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just Bert is incredibly helpful, incredibly generous, runs three phenomenal shows, and has this great sense of humor. He's a great businessman, very fair, and wonderful, wonderful. He's very funny.
Yeah, yeah. No, we had a good time in Columbus. And, you know, technically Bert is competition, but, you know, we had a great time chatting on, I don't know if it was Sunday morning or at some point, about some of the modern bands and how some are good and some aren't so good. He's just like, yeah, well, you know, they did this and they do this. And, you know, it's like, he's competition, but we're not competition, right? He doesn't care. He wants everybody to succeed, and he's always been very helpful to us, always very helpful.
Yes. In fact, before we opened the store, we called him, and he gave us some great advice. And like Brian said, it's, you know, Bert and Jimmy and some of these other people really aren't competition in the traditional sense. I mean, I don't worry about what Bert's doing or what Jimmy's doing in their store or whatever. We all help each other. We've all emailed each other or called each other to see if somebody's got something in stock.
Right. We ship stuff to Bert. Bert ships stuff to us. I mean, it's...
Yeah, we're just one big family, and we love that. In fact, Bert has a cabin that Jimmy Dolev actually... No, Jimmy has a cabin
Jimmy
that Bert
cabin,
goes to
yeah.
on the way back from Miami. So it's great that, you know, so many of us are staying with each other and visiting each other, and you know, it's just like this big extended family.
We got to work, make it to that cabin.
We do. Jimmy said, hey. Can you imagine we show up at Jimmy's cabin before Bert? Yeah. That'd be great.
So, of course, Jimmy then is next on the list. Jimmy Dolev, Total Office Products Atlanta. Sponsors, essentially runs the Atlanta show, which is another great show. sorry, it is what it is. I mean, I found some cool pens there. But Jimmy has always been, he's been very helpful to us. And he goes out of his way. And
well, he gave us a ton of stuff in Atlanta. Like, we almost couldn't fit it in the car. He was just giving us pens so that we could sell them in the store so that we would do well and succeed. He's been...
He's probably laughing all the way. He's like, finally got rid of that stuff.
He did. Yeah, probably. But just always has a smile on his face, always positive attitude. He's just amazing.
Yeah. So. Yeah, if you don't know Jimmy, you got to, and he's got, you know, he's got that southern drawl, and...
You just want to pinch his cheeks, and he always wears a sweater vest. I don't think I've ever seen him not in a sweater vest.
Sweater vest, and then he has a silver cane
with a big
magnifying glass around his neck. And he knows, Jimmy knows modern stuff like nobody else.
Oh, it's amazing.
He can tell you the limited edition from Mont Blanc 6 years ago, how many...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Chapter
what the price was. Yeah, and it's nuts. So.
Yeah, what the MSRP was, what the street price was, what they really went for in the stores or at the shows, and who might still have one left. He's amazing.
And Jimmy was instrumental in a number of years ago. We had a large consignment lot, and we had some of the stuff we had never. We were vintage, strong vintage people, and we never. Never seen some of this stuff. And we're like, I have no idea. Jimmy, help me out. And he's like, well, yeah, that's, you know, that's this, 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 and this, and that goes for that, and you should get that, and that, and that, and
don't take less than this. And, well, if you can get the, he was amazing.
So, Jimmy's great, and he goes to all the shows pretty much by himself. He's got like a Lincoln or something, or a Lexus. He's got, mm-hmm. and he packs a car, and then he stops at like if there's a casino, he'll stop at the casino maybe.
He can get out and stretch his legs and have a little fun, and then keep going.
So he's awesome, Jimmy's awesome. So
next on the list. Oh my God.
Funny story. Joel and Cheryl from Make Bad. Joel Hamilton, Cheryl Tyree. Go ahead.
Is this the story of Joel making the entire restaurant sing? Is this the story of when
Joel
was going to get arrested?
No, that's your story.
What's your
story? My story, the first time I met Joel was at the Chicago Penn Show in 2001, maybe? It was the first year I moved back to Wisconsin from Florida. And we had corresponded via email, and I had some pens that I was going to give him for repair. And so I go in. At the time, I was a light smoker at the time. So I was going in to get a lighter, and I met this tall gentleman in the hotel gift shop, and he was, I don't know what he was getting, but I said, hey, you know, do you have a light? And we sat there and we talked for a little bit, and we talked, and then we're going in, and then he says, yeah, well, I'm here to see Joel Hamilton. He goes, well, follow me. He took me to his table. So here I am talking to Joel Hamilton. I didn't even know it. So
amazing repair person, amazing person in general. He and his sister Cheryl are, I don't know, I have to stop saying amazing, knowledgeable, friendly, helpful. We actually had them here for a couple days. Brian worked with them one-on-one for days on repair.
Yeah,
and they are a trip.
Yeah.
Because Joel would sit with Brian and say, okay, Parker does whatever they were working on. Nobody does it better than Parker.
Yeah, so here's how it went. So he would say, yeah, Parker made the best nibs, really. Bar none, they made the best nibs, and we'd be working on something. And then you and Joel went out to go buy some tools, and Cheryl says, she sits down with me, and she says, don't listen to anything he said. Shaver made the best nibs, bar none. Let's just keep going back and forth. If you've never repaired pens for, what did we do that, like that first day? It was...
Oh, it was like 9 or 10 hours.
9 or 10 straight. Or 12 hours
crazy.
Straight of pen repair.
That's not healthy.
I was exhausted by the time we were done. But it was awesome. And then it just so happened that they were showing me how to do safeties. And it just so happened I had a safety that Joel couldn't fix.
That's awesome.
I've ever seen. He says, so you're gonna have to soak this for, you know, another week. And eventually we did get it. But Joel and Cheryl, I wouldn't know half of what I know if it wasn't for those two. So
I had the honor of serving as Joel's vice president when he was president of the PCA, and I certainly learned a lot, including when to run.
Right.
But no, they are super helpful. If you've got a question about a pen, you bring it up to them. They are both Joel is the Parker expert, Cheryl is the Schaefer expert. At any show, you bring them any pen, and they can either fix it for you, they'll have to take it home, they can't do it there, or they can tell you about it, they can tell you if the nib is wrong for the pen, or the cap and the body are mismatched, or, you know, whatever, but just amazingly knowledgeable people.
And of course, Joel officiated the ceremony at our wedding, so we can't forget that.
He's got that awesome voice. We are so thankful for that. We had everyone who was involved in the wedding was a pen person, and Joel was a delight.
I couldn't believe he accepted. I don't think he wanted to at first. I don't think he wanted to. But
I think that he thought maybe there was more expected of him. I just wanted that voice.
So
I got the James Earl Jones voice at the wedding. This next man needs to be thanked for his contribution to the pen community, because he does really cool things.
He does something nobody else does. Yeah.
Yeah. Broken parts of pens. Carl Seidel, his company is what? Pens of Distinction?
Pens of Distinction, yep.
And he'll take a broken barrel or a pen that has no section or something like that, and he turns the barrels into things like razors. Brian has a razor handle. In fact,
I'm getting Parker one. Vacuumatic.
How cool is that?
I mean, it's got, you know, it's the transparency is not great, but yeah, it's a blue striped handle. Love it.
I'm getting, I think, another razor handle. I think it's going to be a red Estabrook. I'm not sure.
It was an Estabrook of some kind, but
in Philly, I think he's going to get it to me. But he'll take barrels that for whatever reason, either the filling system can't be refixed, you know, reworked, whatever. He will turn some into roller balls, or he'll retrofit it into a ballpoint in a different way by adding a different mechanism. Or he makes, razor handles. He's got some shaving brush handles. He's got all sorts of cool things like that. Not kit pen things.
No. These are
the actual barrel.
If you didn't know, you would think that Parker made a vacuumatic cap-actuated ballpoint. I mean, it's crazy some of the stuff he makes. I mean, it just, he puts hours and hours into them. And he also does, and I know a number of people do this, but he has, he fixes 51 or vacuumatic filling units with new pellet cups. And he comes into, he does all sorts of great things. So he's got a lot of parts. Carl's great. We've had a number of good conversations with him. So he's always got something fresh. It's always neat to look
incredibly at. Talented.
Yeah. And moving on with Carl Daniel, one of our fellow Estabrook buddies. I think I first met Carl down in Atlanta at a show, at our first show together. I met Carl. And Carl's always got something interesting Estabrook on his table. Almost every show we buy something from him.
Yeah.
And it's just a joy to talk to. And he also has that Southern drawl, and he's got usually has his brother with him sometimes, and some neat dip pens and some really cool stuff. He's just a real gentleman and fun to talk to.
And has an incredible amount of knowledge that he's more than excited to share. So, you know, there are so many people in the community, which is what makes it a community, who just will share everything they know. And they're just excited to talk about it with someone else who wants to learn. Yep. So that's the beauty of it. Speaking of, John Modershaw.
John's the man.
Number one, John is the nib god. Nobody does nibs like Modershaw.
Nope.
In fact, you know, you can have a nib that's been Modershawed. How cool is that? I think we have a couple.
I have one. I have a relief that has a triple broad oblique that John fixed for me.
There was a show, actually it was Chicago of 03, right? When we all went out to dinner?
I don't think it was Chicago. It was L.A. Oh, yes. Chicago in 03. We went out to dinner together, yeah.
2003. I was rooming with my friend Carla, and John Modershaw asked if we wanted to join he and a couple other people for dinner, and we were in total fangirl awe that John freaking Modershaw, it was totally fangirl. John Modershaw invited us to join him and a bunch of other people for dinner. And Carla and I turned to each other and did that little 17-year-old, you know. And we were just in awe. And he is so sweet and so friendly. And he's got quite a sense of humor.
He does, yep.
In L.A., we learned all sorts of cool stuff about John and his life before pens and a little bit of family stuff. But Brian sat with him in L.A. and picked up a couple nib tricks. And it's just amazing that for someone whose life and livelihood is his way with Nibs to just share tips and tricks was just amazingly generous.
Yeah, it was at the end of the day, and he says, well, hang on just a second. He gets up, and he walks over, and they had brought a refrigerator or a cooler or something.
He knows how to pack for a show.
Yeah, he knows how to pack for a show. Because hang on just a second. He says he gets up, walks over, grabs two beers, brings down his top, hands it over to me. He says, okay. He grabs out his block, and this is a Matasha block right here. Serial number 38. Thank you.
Nice. Didn't you have one that he hadn't seen?
I don't know if I did or not. I didn't have it with me, but he gets it out and he starts showing me. We start talking about a couple things, and I was taking notes, and he's looking around for actually bad nibs on his table, which doesn't really happen because he doesn't have bad nibs on his table. But he was. Some of the stupidest things you wouldn't think of, which is why I have. See if anybody knows the difference on this particular nib block here. It's got electrical tape on it. It's taped up. And he says, yeah. He says, you want to eliminate work later, just tape it up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, light bulb on. But John's awesome. Learned quite a few things just even in that brief 15-20 minutes. And then this last year, and John is T-bone. He's 90 degrees from us in LA, and we learned the trick. If John's standing, he's not working. So if you need a nib done, you wait till you see John standing, and that's when you go over. And so he tweaked a Mont Blanc 149 for me, which I use every day.
And you love it.
I do. I love it. So.
All right. Let's move on. Roger Cromwell. We've certainly learned an awful lot from Roger on pricing pens fast. How to he and Rob Bader both have taught us some tricks on how to assess a big collection in a hurry.
Yep.
And you've gotten some nice tools from Roger as well.
Yeah, I have a Vacumatic tool that is very, very nice. And a number of other things, but Roger's been real helpful with early on helping me out with how certain things work and pricing. So
he's also one of the few people who can move big pieces or very expensive limited editions. Roger, out in California near LA, has an audience that is. I would go with very different from many other people. And so if you're looking for a piece or if you have a very rare piece to move, to sell, Roger's one of the few people who can probably do that. Yeah.
Yeah. He knows people. So, yep. Next up on the list, happens to be in the chat right now. Mr. Ramakis, George, sharpest kid that we know. He's not a kid. Yeah, he's not a kid. But brilliant, smart guy.
Incredible researcher.
Yep. Article that's in the Pennant is great. So, I don't know what more to say about George. He's just, we have a piece of George and his father in the store. Of course, along with George, we have Dan Kirchheimer, also another researcher. So, these two together really have contributed to the community and put out some really worthwhile stuff. So.
You know, their attention to detail is just crazy. I mean, I wish I had had them to help when I was researching my thesis. That would have been awesome.
Right.
Just saying.
So always good to talk to him, and now George is teasing me about a couple of overlays that I'm not going to see until January. So, always learn something every time I talk to George. So. And Daniel too. So.
Yep.
Next up.
One of my favorite people, somebody I was very close to for a very long time, and I'm sorry that I don't get to see her all that much, Anne Marie of Ink Palette, the former Ink Palette. And Anne Marie, her entire business was ink. That's it. She sold bottles of ink. Anne Marie started ink swabs on a large scale basis. I'm sure that somebody somewhere, Greg McKinney had his ink book prop with all the properties and everything. But Anne Marie, you could call her up and you could describe a color, and she would find a bottle of ink and send it to you. And it would be pretty much dead on 99% of the time. It was amazing. She essentially started ink samples, you know, lots of us doing samples. One of the first after Anne Marie was Pear Tree Pens. But Anne Marie was the one who started it, and nobody knows ink properties like this woman. She's amazing. And so many, many of us who sell ink have Anne Marie to thank for getting some of that knowledge out there. So.
Yeah, we saw her last year in Miami, I think. So.
A couple shows, yeah.
Yeah. Next up, of course, the new editor of the PCA, the Pen Collectors of America, John Velli, the pencil guy. John's the guy I go to whenever I have a pencil question. And John is more than happy to help out with those types of things. Awesome guy. Fun.
Great sense of humor.
Yep. Next, we've got to speed this up, huh?
David Nishimura, again, just like George and Daniel, amazing researcher, incredible knowledge, and I didn't know him very well. I still don't know him very well, but I've gotten to know him better since he joined us on the board of directors of the PCA. Very, very calming personality, very perceptive. He's really somebody you want to get to know. A couple repair people besides Joel and Cheryl, you've got Barbara and Richard Binder and Ron Zorn. Both of them have contributed quite a lot to the community in terms of articles, contributions online. It's just amazing.
Yep. Yep. They almost need no introduction. So.
Pretty much.
A couple of good friends, Mike Kirk, who sees a lot of stuff, a lot of pens, and knows more about Parkers, late Parkers, than most anybody, jotters, late things like that, and secretary of the Appleton Pen Club.
yep.
The Bylers, Mike and Tim.
Tim.
Down from Arkansas, those guys are fun. I always go to Mike when I have some certain Schaefer repair questions, and Mike usually teases me by sending me pictures of stuff he finds.
Oh, he's horrible. He and Mike Kirk and Sam and Frank find the coolest stuff out and about in the wild. I mean, it's like places have been frozen in time until they get there. It's crazy.
Yep.
So. Oh, a couple of the ladies.
Go for it.
Carla, one of my dearest friends, my big sister in the pen community. This woman knows Mont Blancs. It's crazy. Nobody knows Mont Blancs better than Carla, with the exception of Barry Gabbe and Osman, the Mont Blanc god.
Yeah.
But Carla had, I don't know that she has all of them still, but had a very impressive collection of vintage Mont Blancs, not modern, And she knows so much. She's also one of the most educated women I've ever met. She's, like, scary smart. Like, she could be George's mom. She's so smart. He's so smarter. I don't know. Anyway. Just
anyway.
Amazing, amazing. Very friendly. She has, what, 4 degrees? She's
something.
But she often works at John Madershaw's table at some shows, and so she's good with nibs, she's good with people, she knows vintage, she knows some modern, and she's just so eager to help you find exactly what you're looking for. In, was it D.C. last year? She found a Twisby with an extra fine nib that she fell in love with, and I think we ran out because she kept sending people over to buy one.
Yep. Yep.
So she's just so excited to share whatever it is she's into at the moment with people, and it's just infectious.
Yep.
Cool.
And you skipped one.
Oh, I was getting there.
Okay.
I was doing ladies. There's a very special woman who comes to visit us.
We're very thankful.
We are very thankful. She is our lawyer. She is our friend. She is our donut pusher. Steph, we are grateful, and not just for the donuts and the coffee.
It's a big plus, though. your witty sense of humor and your smiley face really is sometimes it's just what we need. So
Steph keeps us grounded. Yeah. When we need a little levity, she's there. When we need a little serious chat, she's there. She's given us great advice. She's lightened the mood. We've been able to enlighten Steph about certain things.
Troll and low guy for a while.
Videos that she watched on the way home from the Columbus show. So, Steph, we are grateful to you.
Next three people up, sadly, are no longer with us, but have made large contributions to the community, for which we are thankful, not only for those, but for the time we did get with them. Bert Heiserman, of course, who we've talked about, store owner. We have a number of pieces from Bert's collection in our store.
I loved that man.
Yep.
I loved him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was such a flirt. He was such a flirt. This tiny little man, and he had this kind of scratchy, like a cigarette voice, this whiskey voice, and he was just such a feisty little flirt. He was amazingly knowledgeable. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was pretty sharp. Next up, Frankie Tedesco. Frankie and I used to have conversations on the phone about Astor Brooks. Frank left us last year. Quite a collection he had. Tom Mullane, old Grizz, who left us. He was a big Parker 51 guy. He used to be the first table on the way in the Ohio show, and he would show me, like, one time I went in there, and I think he showed me some Plum 51 he got from some guy for, you know, was just happy as a clam to trade it for something else on his table. So Tom was great. So.
Yep. And he was such a devoted father. He knew he had his daughter late in life, and she was absolutely his pride and joy.
Yep.
So. Yep. Francis Babullion. Another, yep. We joke and we say often that Francis is the best dressed guy at a pen show.
No and joke, he is. Man. No joke. We spoke with Francis in Ohio, and Francis is looking forward to actually coming to the store this next either spring or summer. He wants to come. He's going to be repairing Pelicans while he's here. We're going to be talking pens, and it's going to be awesome. So when Francis is in, going to be coming, we're going to definitely let everybody know. You can bring your Pelicans in. He can take a look at them. And I'm going to get some bench time with him, too. So that's going to be fun. Francis is just, you would never guess how old he is by looking at him. He's just, he's
So energetic.
Energetic, yep.
And just, he's, again, another one, always with a smile on his face, always just excited to share the enthusiasm about a pen or the knowledge of the history of something. But he's also very humble. And it's nice in a sea of sometimes overinflated egos, and you know, in any room where you have experts, the egos come out. But he is so humble and so mild. He's almost embarrassed when you compliment him.
Yeah, he's got a funny laugh, and we like Francis a lot, and I've known Francis for almost as long as I've been going to the Chicago Pen Show, which has been a long time. Definitely. Thanks to Francis. We skipped over a bunch here. We're going to go back.
Go ahead.
I was going to say real quick, the next one on the list is one guy who, without this guy, he's one of the major manufacturers of fountain pen repair tools, Dale Beebe of pen tooling. And in fact, even this year, you think after all these years we'd have all the tools we need. This year he came out with something like 17 new tools at the DC Pen Show.
Darn him.
I have a reasonably extensive collection of tools, but I was actually on his website earlier this week and thinking, oh, crap, I didn't see this, and I'm actually got a list together. I'm going to order some more tools from him because I think, you know, if you buy one tool and you use it once, you know.
It's worth it.
It's all it takes. So thanks to Dale for continually, he recreates vintage tools, and actually
he
I
makes
use
them
one
better.
Of his. Yeah, he makes them better and stronger, and I've been waiting for one of his for about a year now, and he finally made it, and I actually used it successfully earlier this week, and the vacuum filler blind cap removal tool is perfect. It works great. So thanks to Dale for that contribution. But
yep. A group of people, the next few are going to be little groups. We are incredibly thankful for the ability to do what we do, to sell pens, to have a store, to go to shows, to have the online store, and we would not be nearly as excited and happy every day to continue to do this, because some days are better than others.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's fun, but it's not always as fun. You know,
it is work.
Yeah.
But we work with some amazing, incredible, phenomenal people. The gang at Sailor, Scott and Michael Hammer, Locke, and Jin at Atoya are just supportive and creative, and there are no words. I mean, we're just going to run out of words, I think. They are knowledgeable beyond anything you can imagine, and just friendly and helpful. They aren't salespeople. I mean, that is their job, but that's not what they do. They affect you with their enthusiasm, and they support you, us, by giving us whatever we need, knowledge-wise, information-wise. It's just, we couldn't do what we do without them, and they are so fun. We got to meet Scott, our sales rep, in D.C., and I just kept hugging him. It was just so awesome to finally meet the voice on the other end of the phone, and he was great. He was excited to see us and to see the setup and to find out how he could help us. And then to meet Jin of Atoya was just such an honor. And Mr. Nagahara Jr., that was cool. But to be able... Did we lose it?
Oh, I think we're back.
Are we here? Oh,
we are.
Cool. That was weird.
Google's back and weird today, so let's speed this up.
All right, so Sailor, they rock.
Sailor rocks, yep.
Kenro, I got to tell you, I have a really awesome time when we go to Kenro. on the way to the Long Island Pen Show.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys are fun.
So Joel Blumberg and Brian and Ryan and Deneen and the rest of the gang are phenomenal. In fact, Ryan has given us some tips, and we now have a display technique at the store called the Ryan Technique.
Yep.
So. Yep.
Awesome. And, of course, all the guys at Yaffa, Yair, Kenny, Ross, and Mary.
Mary's not a guy.
All the folks. and those guys are just, those folks are, they're so helpful, and yeah, we love those.
Funny.
People.
Kenny's funny.
Mm-hmm.
He's like stuck in rock star mode.
Well, you know, and all of these people, they want you to succeed, so it's just, you know, like I said, they're not out for the first sale, so. While we're on manufacturers, Scott and Jim of Franklin Christoph.
I've known them for, I don't know, 15 years, and it's so wonderful to be able to partner with them the way that we do.
Yep. Yeah, I'm very, very honored to do that, because I know Scott doesn't do retailers. But we're very, very pleased to be able to carry his products. So, and I just happen to have two of them right here on my desk. So. How much I believe in it. So, two more entries, and then we're going to cut it.
Then we're done.
We're going to cut it short. The next couple is just simply awesome, and sadly, I do not see them in the chat tonight. They will catch up with it later. Our good friends Hugh and Carol. Hugh has done a number of things to help us out, including last year he helped us out with some very, very thorough web testing when we switched over platforms.
I mean, how cool is it that you can call up a friend and say, hey, do me a favor, try and break my site?
Yeah, and he sent me email after email that was pages and pages and pages and pages and pages long. I'd be like, well, you should do this and this, and this doesn't work, and this doesn't work. And I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, part of me is like, man, I'm sorry I asked. But, no, I was really – I literally had a stack of paper of things that Hugh found that needed to be addressed before launch. And we're very thankful for that. And, of course – glad to have them as guests here when they are up in Wisconsin, and always good to see them when we're on the East Coast in Baltimore, D.C., and just thankful for them every day.
Have so much fun with them.
Yep.
Somebody else not on the list, but also in that same brother-sister kind of feeling, John and Carol Gillette of Luxury Brands. Luxury, they distribute Platinum and... Noodlers, I mean, there's like 1,000 people we could talk about, but
right.
We got to meet them in person in Dallas and totally clicked, and they do such a phenomenal job given the challenges they have to face, and they are just awesome people and so helpful and so supportive, so we are absolutely grateful to them.
And last but not least, very old, not very old, but... long-time friend. I'm going to screw this up. Long-time friend of mine. We've known each other. We just determined this. I think it was this week or last week. It's been 25 years, and I'm not all that old. And we worked together for almost 10. My good friend and our assistant at the store, Dave, we couldn't do half of this without you. Of this we couldn't do without you at all.
And we wouldn't do any of it as well.
Yeah, and we wouldn't do it as well. And Dave is he's the guy in the middle, and he...
it's not an easy job.
Sometimes quite literally he's in the middle, he's a voice of reason. And
he is totally the voice of reason.
He's wicked smart. He loves pens. We couldn't ask for a better. a better person to join us in this endeavor, and we are literally thankful every day.
Every day.
Every day, which is why we thank Dave every day before he leaves.
Please come back.
Please come back tomorrow. Absolutely, thanks to Dave. And we could go on and on and on, and I apologize for anybody we left out. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yeah. I mean, all of you in the chat, all of you who listen to this later, we just wanted to not just address people who have been good to us, but also just people in general who have contributed enormously to the pen community and to the pen industry.
Right.
Some of these people are personal friends, but some of these other people, I guess everybody on the list is a personal friend, but some of these people you want to go meet or you want to make connections with because you will learn something or it's a resource that will come in handy for you.
Yep, and sadly some of these people are not getting, well, I mean, none of us are getting any younger, but some of these people are, you know, are pushing, you know, Francis is what, 76 years old. I mean, he looks like he's 58, but you know, I mean, Francis will live forever, ever, don't get me wrong, but you know,
amazing.
I mean, some of these people we may not have a lot of time with, so.
Right. So pick their brains while you can.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Hit them up at a show.
And you want to share it, so.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's move on.
All right.
Before Google kicks us off again.
All right.
All right, so don't forget, part of giving back to the community is winning, is giving away stuff, except for you, Wayne.
Wayne doesn't get it. Oh, well, Wayne could win it.
He could.
Now, we had to change the rules somewhat.
Yeah.
But essentially, you can see more details on the blog. We are giving away Sailor 1911S. Standard, your choice, colors red, blue, yellow, or black, and any one of these seven standard nibs, courtesy of Sailor and Itoya. Second prize winner receives two bottles of ink, Yamadori and Ultramarine, the now discontinued ink. There's really only two requirements here. And entries are easy. Any purchase over $35 on the website automatically gets a little card. You take a picture of the stuff you got with that card, put it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and be creative because we will pick the most creative entry, the entry that Lisa, I, and Dave like the best. So
and
that's
remember,
how it is.
Dave's the tiebreaker.
Dave's the tiebreaker, so
no pressure.
It may need to appeal to Dave. The most creative entry wins. It is not random. I'm just saying that.
Ugh, lottery stuff. So anyway, that's going to run through just before Christmas. And if you are in the U.S., you could have this free pen for Christmas.
For Christmas, yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely.
International, we will ship it priority and get it over to you as quickly as the post office will fly across the pond.
Yep. So
there you go.
There it is. All right. Creative. See more details on the blog, blog.andersonpens.com. What's going on in the store real quick?
Two more minutes and then we'll let you all go. Well, we'll try and keep it quick. Brian hates it when I want to do new things to the site. Yep. And I'm constantly saying, oh, what if we did this, or could we do this, or he hates that.
Yeah, so we broke something this week.
So.
Actually, I think it's been broken for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so Ryan made some changes for me. You may notice on the main page of the website, the menu bar is now a much prettier color. It makes me very happy. It's blue. And we also added a new category with a bunch of subcategories. So where we used to just have a sale category, we now have a category of specials, and that includes
new stuff,
things that are exclusive to us, a category of gift ideas, category.
Wait. Gift ID, is that where I put the things that I want in there, and then you can just pick from them? That would be awesome.
Customer favorites. I'm just skipping right over you. And outlet things that are on sale or blowouts, and discontinued things.
Yep.
So we're excited to have that up on the site, repopulated. I'm still working on it. Brian got it up just the other day, and I'm still fighting with Volusion on some of the categories. I seem to move them, and then they move themselves back, so I'm still trying to figure that out.
Stuff's moving on its own.
It is, but we're not done. We're still moving some things around, so keep watching.
All right, what else?
We got a new pen in, and it's cool. I think I want one.
You do not.
I do. I like these. No, I'm serious. All right.
What do you got?
Retro 51 rocks. We love them. And the new Peace, Love, and Happiness is here. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah, you're frozen. Yeah, you froze.
Great.
Peace, Love, and Happiness. It's a cool looking pen.
It's very cool. Can you see me now?
There it is. There you go.
All right. So it has it's kind of a cream color, and it's got gold writing. It's absolutely very cool, and I think I want one.
All right, and all right, that's new, and that's on the site, and there we go.
Holiday special. Why don't you talk about that?
Holiday special. We've got something cooking for the Thanksgiving weekend, so stay tuned later tomorrow for what that's going to be. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be yet, but I do know one part of it. So stay tuned for that, and I think that's all I got.
That's it.
No shout-outs this week because the entire episode was a shout-out to all the people we're thankful for. So anything else you want to chat about?
No, we're good.
Okay. All right. Thanks for tuning in for this extended version of our Who We're Thankful episode. Like us on Facebook. Check out the new Appleton Pen Club if you are local. If you like this podcast on YouTube, make sure to click the like button by clicking the thumbs up. And use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Catch us online. Send us an email to the new email address.
Brian@AndersonPens.com.
Or Lisa@AndersonPens.com.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and other social media as Anderson Pens. The blog is blog.AndersonPens.com.
And the website is AndersonPens.com, which is cool.
Join the mailing list and check out the blog for updates, new products, events, sailor giveaway, and stuff going on this weekend. Stuff in the store. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night and a very good Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.